This week, Rhinelander Mayor Chris Fredrickson said he and others are looking at options for a treatment system for the water from the wells.
Just this week alone, between Zach Brewink and myself and reaching out to different resources, we started to compile a list of possible treatments that we can look at in research. And in conjunction with Dr. James Tingem, working out which ones are possible to continue to study.
Zach Brewink is acting as city administrator, and Dr. James Tingem was hired as the city's PFAS consultant. PFAS refers to a group of man-made chemicals linked to health risks, including cancer, when ingested. Rhinelander wastewater foreman Jim Gossage said the wells could be good candidates for treatment through either granular activated carbon or resins.
I would think that the well 7 and 8 site is a great site to do some pilot work at, for any and all technologies that may be out there for treatment.
High cost of such treatment systems has been a challenge to other communities facing PFAS problems. The source of the PFAS contamination in the two city wells has yet to be conclusively identified. Fredrickson and Gossage made their comments as part of a Water Action Team Rhinelander virtual session. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.